Hey, we're sitting at dinner last night, me and my wife.
What, you were sitting at dinner, you and your wife, last night, yes?
And she's like, what the hell is this, you know? And then she gets up and leaves.
She just gets up and leaves, right in the middle of dinner. What were we eating, fish sticks?
We're, pork chops.
Eating pork chops, and she just left? I mean, there was no argument, no nothing?
No, she just says, like, I can't stand this cooking, you know? You never take me out to the dinner at all. And she just got up and left.
Got in her car and drove off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a divorce or anything, but I'm terribly upset. She hasn't called or anything.
The hell with her.
What should I do?
The hell with her. Make believe she's out of your life forever. You got any kids?
No.
All right, you don't need her.
Yeah?
She's gone. She's somebody else's problem. She's what comes after W. She's X.
Well, it's
see, you know what? You know what? Save those pork chops. You still got them?
Yeah, why?
Good, because when she finally comes back, and she will, she's probably out in the arms of another guy right now. That's the whole problem. She was just looking for some excuse so she could date this guy she met. So she's out there getting hammered by this guy.
Hammered?
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you this, but yes. She just made up an excuse so she could get out of the house. I mean, a woman doesn't say, I'm tired of these pork chops and leave her husband. She was just looking for an excuse. You never take me out. So when she finally comes back, after this guy's had enough of her and he throws her back and she wants to come back to old reliable, you take her back. But first you make her eat them pork chops. You know what? Yeah, she'll come in. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I've been under a lot of pressure. Will you take me back? You say, well, she'll go, please. And that's when you go to the refrigerator, open the drawer, and take out them two pork chops. Slam them down on the table, say, yep, I'll take you back. You eat them pork chops. Both of them. And I want to see you gnaw on the bone. And afterwards, I want you to say, that was good. Can we have pork chops again tomorrow night? From that moment on, you assert yourself. You hear me?
Yeah.
You assert yourself. And if she's but my, eat the damn pork chops or get out. She'll look at you with newfound respect. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
You're a good guy, Grease Man.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You can. Bye-bye.